His first book of 75 short poems had appeared in 1832. 6 years later, when he was 27, there appeared the volume that was to set the Victorian world alight and on which his fame was principally to rest. It was called Proverbial Philosophy and was described as a book of thoughts and arguments originally treated by Martin Farquhar Tupper, Esquire, M.A. With heavy, metrical tread, Tupper handed down his thoughts on such subjects as humility, pride, reading, writing, marriage, education, joy and sorrow, cruelty to animals, and even thinking.
Reflection is a flower of the mind giving out wholesome fragrance, but reverie is the same flower when rank and running to seed.
Each of these pieces was long and leaden. Nevertheless, the book was to be followed by a second, third, and fourth series and was to run to several editions. It became a stock present for weddings and birthdays and was to sell in all some 500,000 copies in England alone, as well as being translated into many other languages. Albury House, his home at Shere in Surrey, became a place of pilgrimage. Among the visitors in the April of 1856 was the American novelist Nathaniel Hawthorne, who has left us a sharp impression of the man.
He is the vainest little man of all little men, and his vanity continually effervesces out of him as naturally as ginger beer froths. Yet it is the least incommodious vanity I ever witnessed. He does not insist upon your expressing admiration. He does not even seem to wish it, nor hardly to know or care whether you admire him or not. He is so entirely satisfied with himself that he takes the admiration of all the world for granted. He certainly is the ass of asses.
However, by the 1860s, Tupper could no longer claim the admiration of all the world. Indeed, he'd become the prime target of the new intelligentsia, who saw him as the embodiment of that middle-class morality that was already becoming old hat. The comic journals now regularly lashed him. Comic News, for instance, described him as a poet of confirmed vacuity of mind, wandering thoughts, and a general softness of brain. Professor Punch's dream book declared it very lucky to dream that you have written all Mr. Tupper's works and on waking find you haven't. And the songwriters joined in the fun as well. Among them, Fred Albert, who contributed a number he called Perverted Proverbs or Tupperney Philosophy. There were several verses, but here's just a sample.
Mr. Tupper has written a book, Proverbial Philosophy name. In its pages oft I look, for the sentences there are famed. There's a maxim for every day, and a motto for every man. If you wish to be happy and gay, the philosopher points the plan. I've studied some of the proverbs wise, and trust I've not learned them wrong. So list to the words of wisdom and the advice that flow through my song. A feast is as good as enough, so says this wonderful book. Waste and you never will want, for too many broths spoil the cook. Every day has its dog. There's wisdom in every word. So hold up your man like a head, for the early worm catches the bird. A bird in the bush is worth two in the hand. So all you covetous elves, you must never look after the pence. Then the pounds will run after themselves.
Despite all his success, Tupper died in November 1889, at age 79, a poor man. A son who was a drunkard and an incorrigible gambler cost him thousands. Unfortunate investments cost him thousands more, and dwindling sales finally finished him. Tupper was just one of several famous Victorians to be treated in song by singer-songwriter Fred Albert. His song about Tupper dates from 1878, but earlier in the 70s, Albert had written more seriously and with due deference of Captain Webb, the first man to swim the channel.
That was The Songwriter's Guide to Victorian Sensations. the second in an occasional series introduced by Roy Hudd. The original music hall songs were sung by Roy Hudd, Charles West, and Charles Young. Also taking part were Elizabeth Proud and William Roberts. The program was devised and compiled from contemporary sources by Gerald Frau and produced by John Dias.